Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature top Billboard Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. First up this half hour, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and I second that emotion right here on Motown Memories.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Listen to me.
Tom Fallon.
And made me cry again.
Motown memory from Diana Ross, I'm Still Waiting, and they reached number 63 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1971, and Diana was the 35th most popular Billboard artist. Before that, Gladys and the Pips, I Heard Through the Grapevine, her biggest charting Motown song, reaching number 2 from 1967, and Gladys and the Pips were the 42nd most popular Billboard artist. And we started with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and I Second That Emotion, number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1967, and the Miracles with Smokey Robinson were the 44th most popular Billboard artist. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, a smash hit from the Supremes and Love Child. Well, Love Child was the second single and the title track from the album entitled Love Child, and it became the Supremes' 11th number one single in the United States. The record took just 3 weeks to reach top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and then it topped there for 2 weeks, November 30th through December 7th, 1968. It was overthrown by even a bigger Motown single, Marvin Gaye's I Heard Through the Grapevine. The song paved new ground for major pop hits with the then-controversial subject matter of illegitimacy, and it was also the single that finally knocked the Beatles' Hey Jude off the top spot in the United States after its 9-week run. Well, on Billboard's special 2015 chart of the top 40 biggest girl groups of all time in the Billboard Hot 100 charts, Love Child ranked highest among the Supreme Six entries. Well, in 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes dropped Florence Ballard, and they acquired new member Cindy Birdsong, and they added Ross's name to the billing. Following this string of changes, the Supremes had mixed success on the pop charts. Reflections peaked at number 2 in the Billboard pop charts, and In and Out of Love peaked at number 9, but the group's next two singles did not hit the top 20. This prompted Motown chief Berry Gordy to hold a special meeting, which was attended by a group of writers and producers at the label, including R. Dean Taylor, Frank Wilson, Pam Sawyer, Deke Richards, and Henry Cosby. The group, who named themselves The Clan, set out to work on a hit single for Diana Ross and the Supremes, and instead of composing another love-based song, the team decided to go a different way. And the result was this great song, Love Child, by The Supremes, right here on Motown.
Magic in the air. Don't you know it's summertime?
Don't you know how sweet it was?
Marvin Gaye and the classic Let's Get It On, and they reached number one on the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1973, and Marvin was the 12th most popular Billboard artist. Before that, The Temptations and Summer, reaching number 51 from 1971, and The Temptations were the 21st most popular Billboard artist. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Love Child, number one from 1968, and Diana and the Supremes were the 25th most popular Billboard artist. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, the second most popular Billboard Motown artist, Michael Jackson and Rockin' Robin, right here on Motown Memories.
Get down.
Stevie Wonder with Science Hill delivered on Yours, an average number 3 United States Billboard pop charts of 1970, and Stevie was the 5th most popular Billboard artist overall and the number 1 Billboard Motown artist. And we started with Michael Jackson and Rockin' Robin, number 2 from 1972. Michael had 7 charting songs on the Motown record label, and that was the 2nd one. And he was the 7th most popular Billboard artist. Well, this hour, we featured top Billboard Motown artists.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.